Blames GPS for train crash.
Bedford Hills. Last night, Edward Carter, 43, of White Plains, told police that his car's global positioning system, GPS, instructed him to make a wrong turn directly onto the train tracks in Bedford Hills. When he turned, his car became stuck on the track, and he had to abandon the car. In a statement to the police, the man said he was driving north with his son on the Sawmill Parkway at about 8 p.m. They planned to go to a restaurant on Route 117. Following the instructions from his GPS unit, he exited the parkway at Green Lane. But then, instead of driving to Route 117 and turning right there, he made a very wrong turn. He turned right at the railroad tracks. The man and his son tried to move the car off the tracks, but they couldn't. Shortly afterward, a Metro North commuter train hit Mr. Carter's car. Luckily, there were no deaths or injuries. Police say that drivers need to pay attention to the road, not the GPS unit.
Page 106. Reading. Read and listen.
Got bumped from a flight? Maybe it's not so bad after all.
As most travelers know, airlines commonly overbook flights because of the large and predictable number of no-shows, people who have reservations but don't show up for the flight. Overbooking helps airlines limit the number of empty seats on their flights. However, if a flight is overbooked, some passengers with confirmed reservations have to get off the plane. Getting bumped isn't always a bad thing, however. There is a growing number of passengers who feel lucky if their flight is overbooked. Why? Because airlines have to provide bumped passengers with cash, free flights, hotels, and/or meals to compensate them for their inconvenience. In fact, airlines usually ask for volunteers to get off an overbooked flight in exchange for those perks. And many passengers say, sure, and happily deplane. Some people even make a habit of choosing flights that are likely to be overbooked, just so they can volunteer.
Driver